instead of sheep. Try counting down years of the 20th century. Nothing frightening at first, just miniatures in a glass case, etched with your name. 99, the Hogwarts sandcastle. 90, the garnet earrings, hanging like grapes. Counting down your life with prayer beads. 84, the summer night in the new car with a new red wine stain, waiting for a morning ferry. 68, the assassination of RFK and MLK. Each year has its feel, just like mathematicians say of prime numbers, a purple fuzziness or sunrise glow. You've outrun your own lived years. It doesn't hurt much to be carried back, tiny, like change in a purse, by silvery images, like the one fluttering from the burn pile in the winter after Mother and Dad died, their 47 wedding portrait under a dusty film, both grandfathers, strangers, already looking frail. You should be asleep by now. The war's furnaces and bombs, when you were trapped in French class, 77, watching the freeing of Auschwitz, 45, skull with eyes, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, 43, Dad in uniform. Your parents grow childish and wispy, but history runs strong. 28, speakeasies and chuckling Tommy guns. You're carried close, like a pretty watch pinned to your grandmother's belt. Clouds whisper and uncurl as she waves to a backward sailing ship, a chuffing train, a river as glassy and black as obsidian, through the trees to a trail engraved by ashes swept aloft.